Okay, well, on Amo Rav Yehuda Amo Rav, Asara Dvorim Nivru B'yom Rishon. There are 10 things created on the first day. Ve'eluhim, these are them. Shemaim V'oretz, that's two. Tohu V'voyu, we're going to explain what those are. That's three and four. Or V'choshek, Ruach V'mayim, Amidas Yom Amidas Alayla. That's 10 altogether. So now we're going to prove them. Shemaim V'oretz, the first two. Dichsiv, it's Bereshis Bora Elukim. There's a Shemaim V'oretz. Going straightforward. Tohu V'voyu. Because it says Dichsiv Va'aretz Hoysa Soyu Uvoyhu. Okay? Or Vachoyshech. Choyshech Dichsiv. So you switch the order. Choyshech Alpanei Hatoim. There was darkness on the face of the depths. Or Dichsiv Vayoim Elukim Yihi. Or, okay, Ruach Omayim. That's Dichsiv Ruach Elukim. So that's the Ruach. Merachaves Alpanei Hamoim. Midas Yom Midas Laila. Dichsiv. It says, Vayi Erev, Vayi Voika, Yom Echod. Okay, good morning, Ari. We're on basically the medium lines now on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Tana, right? Tohu. What is Tohu? The Gemara says a bit different from the translation in the Chumash. It's a Kav Yarok, it's a green line, Shemekif Eskol Oilam, that surrounds the whole world, Kuloi. Shemimenu, from it, Yot emits the choyshech, the darkness. Shinemo, it says Yoshe's choyshech. He shall place choyshech. Rashi takes out the word Sisro. Yeah, Savivo Yisov around it. Right. Okay. So that's Tohu. Now Voyu, what's Voyu? Elu Avonim Amafulmoi. So those are the wet, moist stones, Hamushukois, that are sunken in, but Tohoim, into the depths. Shemehem, from them. Yoitzin, that comes out forth the mayim, the water. Shenema. Now we're going to prove that the kav is a line, and right, that's to the toe, and the avne, and the vo is avne, avonim, right? Shenema. The notar, and he inclined allow upon it a kav tohu. So you see that kav is tohu, but avne vohu. So you see that the vo are the avonim. Okay. Now ask the Gemara Kasha. V'or b'yom rishon ivri, was the light created on day one? Bachsiv, it says, v'yitein oisom elukim b'rukiha ashamayim. Okay, Hashem placed the light in the shamayim. Uchsiv, v'yi erev v'yivoyka yom revi, it was on the fourth day, not the first day. So answer the Gemara, no, the first day's light was talking about Kedem Yeloza, Dam Yeloza, or Shabbara Kodesh Baruch, the first day light, b'yom rishon, Adam Tsoifibo, a person can look with it, Misafa Oilam, Bad Soifo, from one end of the earth to the other. The Kivan Shinistakel Kodesh Baruch Hashem saw the Bador Hamabul, because of the door of the flood, the door of flogger, of the door of the flogger. The Rosh Ma'asehem Kukolim, he saw that their deeds are really bad. Omad the Gonzo, he hid it away, so people shouldn't misuse it. Mehen Shinemo, the Yimna, and he held back, showing from the evil, or Om, their light. Okay. Ulami Gonzo, who did Hashem store it away for? The Tzadikim, he stored it away for the Tzadikim, the Osi Lavoi, for the future. Shinemo, V'yar Elokim Esa Or Kitov, and Hashem saw the light, and it was good. Okay, V'ein Tov El Tzadik, and Tov is a reference to Tzadik. Shinemo, Imru, you say, Tzadik Kitov. Being a Tzadik, that's a good thing. Kivin Shira'ah, since it saw, means the Or, this was the subject, the Or saw, the light saw, Shigonzu the Tzadikim, it was stored away for the Tzadikim, Somach, it was a happy Or. Shinema, Or Tzadikim Yismach, the Or of the Tzadikim is going to be happy. Okay, so Shinoi is actually a Machlokis Tanoim with regards to the Or. Yeah, if it was basically, there was two, there was the first or of Yom Rishon and the or of Yom Revi, or basically it was the same or on Yom Rishon and Yom Revi. Ketanai, or Shabbara Kodesh Baruch Hu, the light that Hashem created for Yom Rishon, Adam Tsoifa boy, Umbevik boy, Misofa Oilam, Vad Tsoifa. You can see, right, like we said earlier, Divrei Rebbe Yaakov. Now, the Chom Amrim, they say, Hein Me'oiros. They're the same thing. Shinivri boy, Yom Rishon. Right, V'lo Nislu B'Hashem created everything on the first day, but they weren't hung up in the firmament ad Yom Revi until the fourth day. Okay, Amarav Zutra Bartovia Amarav, but Asara Devorim Nivra Ha'olam, with the aid of 10 things, right? The world was created. Here's the list. B'chochma, v'tzvuna, okay, v'das, b'koyach, with strength, and b'gara, with rebuke, b'gvura, with might, b'tzedek, okay, mishpot, b'chesed, b'rachamim. Okay, I'm just going to mess it up if I try and translate them. Fine. B'chochma, v'tzvuna, chochma, v'tzvuna, so d'chziv. So where do we see that? It says, Hashem, b'chochma, Hashem with chochma, yosad, he founded, or it's the world, koinein, and also he supports the Shemayim, b'tzvuna, with tzvuna, with understanding. So that's chochma and tzvuna. Now, how do we know b'das, d'chziv, b'dai toy, tohoimus nivko'u, with his knowledge, the world was, the depths were cloven. But koa, what? Cloven.
Cloven?
Is that word to be
cloven hoof?
Right, to be cracked, like kind of split. Yeah. Oh. Is that another way of saying that? Okay, I don't know. I thought it was fine. Maybe made that up. But koach v'gvura, right? What's that? It says d'chsiv. It says meichin horim v'koichoy. He supports the mountains with his might. Netzag v'gvura, and they are girded with gvura. Okay, begara. Gara, Rashi says it's nazifa, which is like kind of a like grunting at somebody, kind of like they're not doing the right thing. The chesiv, which we're going to see, it said amudi shemayim, the pillars of the heavens, yurofufu, were soft, yismahu, but then he was shocked, migara, so from his rebuke. Okay, but tzedek and mishpat, with tzedek and mishpat, the chesiv tzedek and mishpat mechon kisecho. So you see over there, it's the part of Hashem's kisei. It was part of the creation over there. B'chesed v'rachamim, t'chziv, zochor rachamecha, Hashem. You should remember your, right, so that's rachamim. B'chasdecho, k'mi oylom heima, they were from ever, from the outset. Okay, another statement. V'ama rabbi Yehuda, I'm a rav. B'shoa shabara kodesh baruch. When Hashem created Eser Oylom, the world, haya marchiv, it was getting wider, v'hoylik, continuously getting wider, k'shtei p'kiyos, like two, Pikios, that's like kind of similar to like a ball of wool, basically. Basically, something that's the you like, or a lahavdil, like a toilet roll, when you've got hold of one end and it just like keeps rolling out. Yeah, shel shesi. Ad shigarbo kodesh baruch, and Hashem made a garabo of a hemidoi, and then they stopped. Shinemba.
That's the theory of the expanding universe.
Yes.
What we see is what happened thousands of years ago.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
So it's still expanding.
Yes. Amudi Shemayim, Yerofufu. So we're going to prove for this. It says the pillars of the heavens were Yerofufu, were soft, were Yismahu, but then were shocked, Migar also, from Hashem's rebuke, and they stopped, or really slowed down, for whatever, if you want to. Vahainu, the Omer Reish Lakish, that's the Reish Lakish, said, Maidi Chsiv, Ani Kel Shakai. What does it mean, Ani Kel Shakai? Ani who? I am the person, Shamarti La Oilam, die. Must speak, that's enough. Stop. So Amarish Lakish, Bishar Shabarak Baruch Yom. When Hashem created the seas, it's a similar thing. Hayah Markiv, it was expanding, Baholik and continuously expanding, Ad Shigar until Hashem rebuked it, Baruch Baruch Yovshu, and they got dry. Shinema Goer Bayam, Hashem rebukes in the Yam, Vyavoshu, and it dried out. And also Vukhol Nahara Sechriv, and all of the rivers, Hashem also basically stopped and dried them out. Tan Rabbanan. Beis Shammai Omrim, okay? Beis Shammai say, Shemayim, the heavens, Nivru Tzachila, were created first. For Achachach, Nivrei Sa'aretz. And then afterwards, the ground was created. Shinema, Bereshis, Bore Elukim, Eser, Shemayim. Shemayim says first. Ve'es Aretz. And then the Aretz. Beis Hila Omrim, they say the opposite. Eretz, the Eretz was Nivrei Tzachila. I lost my place. Nivres Tachila, but Achakach Shemaim, and then afterwards the Shemaim Shenema, B'yom Asos Hashem Elukim Oretz, and then Shemaim. So, okay, well we're gonna speak about that. That's the Chachamim. So Omru Lehem Beis Hillel LeBeis Shammai. Beis Hillel is the Beis Shammai. Wait a second. The Divreichem, according to your words, right? This is like Bismia. Adam Boina Aliyah. A person builds the upper floor, but Achakach Boina Bias, and then a person's going to build the lower floor. That doesn't make sense, right? Shneimo, a Boina B'Shemaim Ma'aliyosav. Hashem creates in the Shemaim his upper floors. So the Shemaim is referred to as an Aliyah. Right, but a good story, Al Eretz Yisodo, and also his congregation on the land, he stationed them, but they were supported. But you see over here that the Tzinnus Shemayim is like an Aliyah, so it must be that Shem created the Eretz first. So Amru Lahem Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Lidivreichem, according to you, Adam Oisa Seraf Seraf. A person's going to make his footstool, but Achachach Oisa Kisei, and then he's going to make the Kisei. Can't be. Shinema, Koy Amar Hashem, Shemaim Kisei. The Shemaim is my Kisei, so obviously he's going to create that first. But Oritz Hodom Ragloi, and the land is my footstool, and you create the footstool according to the chair. Here we go. Both of them were created at the same time. Af Yoda Yosda Oretz. My hand made you sewed for the land. Yemini and my right hand Tifcha Shemaim measured the Shemaim. Kore Ani Aleihem. I call out to them. Ya'amdu Yachtav. You should stand together. At the same time, so that's their proof. Rashi says Ya'amdu Yachdab is the proof over here that they were created together. Now, the Idach, the other two shittas, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, my Yachdab, what are you going to say Yachdab? How do you say that? Because they said it was created at different times. So Dolo Mishdalfim, how did they? They're not going to get separated from one another. They're going to stick together, or homogenous. I don't know that's the right word, but they're going to be stuck together. Okay. But anyway, fine, that's good. But Mikol Makom puts the Bach in Koshuk Rayadadi, but according to Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, there's a contradiction in the Pesukim, because which was first, the Shemaim or the Oretz? So like this, Amar Reish Lakish Kishinivru, when they were created, so Boro Shemaim V'Achakach Boro Oretz. Well, they created the Shemaim and then the Oretz. So the Shemaim was created first, but Kishinoto, but when Hashem like spread them out or put them in place, not our Oretz, he was not at the Oretz, but Achakach not a Shemaim, and then he did the Shemaim. So basically, there's sort of different, depends how you look at it. So my Shemaim, what's the word Shemaim mean? So Amar Yosi Bar Chanina Shom Mayim. Shemaim is Shom Mayim. That's where the water is, the upper waters at least. But Masnisa the Tana, there's a different explanation for Shemaim is Eish Umayim. Shemaim is right. Milamecha Havion that has brought them fire and water. Yeah, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. But Torah and he mixed them together. Zebazer for awesome Mehen Rikia, and this created the Rikia. Okay. Sha'al Rabbi Shmuel, that's Rabbi Kiva. He asked Rabbi Kiva a question. Kishahayu Mahalkim Baderach, when they were going along together. Amalei Ato Shishmashta Es Nachum Ish Gamzu. You were Mishamish Nachum Ish Gamzu Chof Beishon for 22 years. Kishahayu Dorish called Esim Shabbat Torah. When he was Dorish the Esim in the Torah, Es Shemayim Ves Oretz with this one, these two Esim over here. Ma Hayu Dorish Ben. What did he learn with those? So Amalei. Ilu Ne'amor Shemayim V'Oretz, if you would have only said Shemayim V'Oretz and not said the Esim, Ha'isi Oime, I would have said Shemayim V'Oretz Shemon Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe these are just the names of Hashem. Yeah, Achshav Shne'amor Es Shemayim V'Es Oretz. We need, and we know it's a Bria. Shemayim is a Mamash, is a creation, and Eretz is a Mamash, it's a creation. Okay, now, but Es Oretz, why do you need Es Oretz? If you said Es Shemayim, you already know that's not the Shem of Hashem, and it's a creation, so why do you need Es Oretz? Lamali. So answers the Gemara, Lahakdim Shemayim Oretz, they tell you that the Shemayim came first, because Rashi points out that if you would have just said one S, you could, because one's going to go first, doesn't necessarily mean one was first, but S tells you that the Shemayim was first. But Oretz, Haisu Sovavo. Now, the Eretz was... however you want to translate those words now to Ovavo. Michdi, but wait a second. B'Shemayim Ischil B'Reisha. Originally we said the Shemayim was first. Maishnah the Choshiv. Now, why is it in counting Maisa Eretz? The Eretz first. It doesn't make sense. So, Tana Debe Shmoel, Moshel Lamelech Basavadom. It's a Moshel to Melech Basavadom. Sha'omar Le Ovadov. He said to his servant, Hishkimu, commanding them, Hishkimu Lefischi, get up early in the morning and I want you to be by my door. Yeah, so the Melech got up, Hishkim, Amotza, Noshim and Noshim. He found the women and the men, right, Lami Mishabech, who does he praise? Lami She'ain Darchul Ashkim, the person who generally is a little bit more slow to get up, he'll pray, right, Behishkim will praise them. So over here, Rashi points out with regards to the Shemaim, the Oretz, the Shemaim was first, so it's a bit faster. And also he says, the Shemaim, all their deeds are B'mehiros, they go really quick. So Rashi says over here that it's mashma that they were created both at the same time. The Shemaim and the Oretz, when they were put into play somewhat. And he says maybe this is going like the martial arts, maybe this is going like the Chachamim, but this needs work as well, because there's a lot of martial art on this. I did not go through it, sorry. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Oy Lahem, woe is to them, Lebrios, Shirois, Ve'enu Yonis, Ma Urois. We're on Yud Beis Amad Beis, about 8 lines down. Right, they see, but they don't know what they're seeing. Oindos, they're standing, but in a yodos, alma, hein, omdos. They don't know what even they're standing on. Yeah, so now we're talking about what's the world supported by. Ha'oretz, alma, omedes. What does the land stand upon? Al amudim, it stands upon amudim. Shenema, hamorgi is the one who agitates the eretz mimkoim off from its place. But amudair, and its supports of the oretz will yis palton, which will tremble. Okay, so amudim al hamoyim, but the amudim, they stand on mayim. Shenema, luroike ha'oretz al mayim. Right, the oretz is on mayim. So we see there's mayim also supporting. Umayim al horim. The mayim is al horim. Shenema al horim ya amdu mayim. Upon the horim, the mayim will stand. So we see horim is underneath. Horim, they stand on beruach. They're on the ruach. Shenema ki hine yoytze horim. Hashem creates the horim uvorei ruach, and he also creates the ruach. And Rashi says, what's the connection between horim and ruach? So it's going to tell you that basically they're connected together. One's on top of the other. The ruach basara, ruach is supported by the sara, by the storm. What the difference between ruach and sara is? Shinema, it says ruach. The ruach is Rashi to the black psik. Sara oisa devaro. The sara does its things. So basically, the sara is supporting the ruach. Okay. And now sara, and what is the sara? The storm is teluya bezroy shel kadosh baruch hu, is supported by the arm of Hashem. Shenema mitachas zroes oilam, under everything, with supporting everything, is the arms of the world, which is that's Hashem supporting everything. Okay, so that's the first day of Chom Amrim al Yud Beis Amudim Oimedes. The world is standing actually on 12 Amudim, on 12 columns. Shenema Yotzei Hashem will establish Gvulois, the basically the different areas of the army of the nations, Lemisbar, corresponding to the number of Bnei Yisrael of the Shvatim, which is 12. So there's like basically 12 aspects of this world which are supported each one by a column, it seems. B'yesh Amrim, some people say it's Shiva Amudim. There's actually 7 Amudim, not 12. Or Shenema Chotzva, I was going to say it's clove also, cleave, I don't know, cleave, I'm doubting myself now. Amudeo, they were hewn, the columns, Shiva, there were 7. So Rabbi Eleza ben Shemua Oimer al Amodachad, actually there's actually one column supporting everything, right? Tzadik Shimon, it's called Tzadik, Shenema, but Tzadik Yosoid Oilam, Tzadik is supporting the world. Am Rabbi Yehuda. So that was that. Okay, we spoke about underneath. Now we're speaking about the above. Now, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Shnei Rekiim Hein. There are actually 2 heavens. Shneimo Hein LaShem Elokecha Hashemayim. There's a Shemayim. There's a Shemayim. There's a Shemayim of the Shemayim. So there's 2 Shemayim. Reish Lokish Amar. Actually, Shiva. There's actually 7 Shemayim. But Elu Hein. These are them. Vilon is number 1. Rekiah is number 2. So Vilon is like a curtain. Rekiah is the firmament we translate it as, or like the background. Shchokim is the 3rd one, which is like grinding, Lashon grinding. Zvul was like a residence. And Ma'oin is like also abode. Right? Ma'oin is like a storehouse. And Aravois are, some people say, it's the plains. Okay, so now we're going to prove those. So Vilon, Einu Mishamesh Klum, it doesn't really do much except for Ella Nichnas Shachris. It comes in, we draw the blinds on Shachris, right? And then it comes back for Yotze Arvis, and through this, Mechadish B'chol Yom Ma'aseh Bereishis, basically the light and everything. Basically, the curtains are drawn back, and we see the light. We're going to prove a proof. Shenema, the Hanoita, he inclines Kaduk. Kaduk means basically this is the proof of it. It's like a thin thing, so it's just it's a thin veil. Shemayim. V'yim tachem, and he stretches them out. Ko'oil l'shevis, for the sake of people, living people, okay, to dwell. Now, next one, Rekiah. Shaboy, so here's like a background I translated out. Shaboy, Choma, Levona, The kurchovim and muzzles kivuin. That's why you kind of stick it on. The Hashem stuck these things on over there in the rakia shenema. The yitzein and Hashem placed oisom elokim berukia of the shemayim. Okay, number three, shechokim, the grinding shaboy reichayim. There's actually some big grinding mills over there. Oimdo standing. The toichnos and the grind mon for the mona for the tzedikim shenema. The yitzav shechokim and he commanded shechokim for these grinding things mimal up above. The dalti shemayim and the doors of the heaven posse he opened. The yamta aleihem and he rained upon them mon leachol for them to eat. The goyim. Okay, Zvul is the fourth heaven. Shaboy Yerushalayim, base of Mikdash. This is the Yerushalayim, and there's the upper base of Mikdash. Yeah, exactly. A Mizbech Banui, a Michoel. So God, these makriv on it. I made a makriv alav korban. My chavrus told me, which is our section of the marsha, is makriv the neshamas of the tzaddikim on it. Shneema bono banisi. I built a base vul lecha for you, mochon leshivtecha for you to be shevus and for Hashem oilamim forever. Oh, the Gemara says so. Minalda ikud shemayim. But how would we know that you call this vul is synonymous with shemayim? Says the chesiv. It says habet mishemayim. You should look from shemayim. Ureim is vul kachecha from yuzvul kachecha. You see over there utifar tercha. So you see it is a shemayim. Ma'oin. We're up to number five. What is ma'oin? So we said this is like the abode. Shabo, Kisois, there's the groups of Malachi Asharis, that's where they're hanging out, or flying out. Yeah, Shomer Shira, they say Shira, the Belilah, in the night time. They sing in the night time, for Hoshul Yom, but the quiet in the day, make food in Israel, because Israel are basically praising Hashem at that time, because the maiden davenings are in the daytime. Shanema, Yomom, in the day, Yitzav Hashem Chastai, will command the Malachim basically to a chesed and to be quiet. Belilah, Shiro Imi, and then in the night time, you angels should sing with me. Okay, digressing here. Amish Lokish, Kol Ha'oisik B'Torah B'Laila. Everybody who's involved in Torah in the night time, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem, Moshe draws a love Chut Shel Chesed B'Yom. He's going to have a thread of kindness on him in the daytime. Shenema, Yomam Yitzav Hashem Chastoy. So he's going to explain. Why does he get the chesed? Matam yomam yitzav Hashem chasto. He gets the chesed in the daytime because mishum ubalaila shiroi imi. Because he was involved in Torah in the nighttime. Similar drasha, but slightly different. Veikad amri amarish lokish kol hoisik b'torah ba'olam azeh. Somebody's involved in Torah in this world. Shehu doma lalaila, which is like the nighttime. It's all dark. A kodesh baruch hu will draw moshe chalav chushul chesed. Will give me chushul chesed la'olam abal. Shehu doma liyom. Shneema. Why? Because Belilah Shiroi Imi. Okay, related point. Amar Rav Rebbe Levi, call a poisek mitivay Torah, person who's mafsik is from saying mitivay Torah, but oisek mitivay shesicha and start schmoozing. Ma'achilin, we feed him, he's fed. Oisoi, gachli rasamim, which are the coals of really hot coals of this special wood. Shneema, hakoitfim, the poor ones who cuts off miluach, maybe means the luchois from Torah. Ale siach, for the sake of siach is talking. Yeah, vishuresh and the roots of rasamim, which are this hot coal tree. Yeah, lochmom is their food. Okay, now going back to ma'oin. Uminalon de ikri shemaim. How do we know that ma'oin is called shemaim? Shenema hashkifa mi'on kodshecha min shemaim. So over there, ma'on and shemaim go together. Now, the sixth heaven, ma'oin, shaboy oitzrois, there are storehouses of sheleg, of snow, oitzrois borod, of hail, for Elias Tlolim, and also attics of Tlalim Ra'im, evil dews, the Elias Agolim, and also attics of Agolim is like basins of water, the Chadra and a chamber, Shelsufa, some kind of like stormy thing, and also Sa'ara, storms, Umara, Shelkito, and also the cave of either, you know, smoke or hot stuff, the Dalsoy Seyem, and their doors are Aish. It's not good up there. This is the armament. I think that's how the art school is. It's like the armament of Hashem. Shneema says Yiftach Hashem lecha es oitzro hatov, because Hashem will open to you for His good storehouse. So it's a mashma from that. There's a bad storehouse, and this is this one. Okay. So ask the Gemara Kasha Bahani Barakia Isnu. Wait a second. These are in the Rakia, right? Bahani Barakia Isnu. These are in the land, because we read in davening this morning. Dichsiv, it says, Hallelujah is Hashem in Oretz. You should praise Hashem from the land. Taninim V'chol Tohimos. Eishu Vorad. Is the Eish and the Vorad. Shel Gekito. All these things. Ruach Sara. Or is it the Voros? You see, all these, they're actually right to the less potent downstairs. So well, we'll see. Amar Rav Yehuda says Rav Yehuda. This is the answer. Amar Rav David Bikei Shalem Rachamim. David Melech asked Rachamim. Vahoridim La'aretz. He brought them down to the Aretz, so they shouldn't be as powerful. Amar Lefanav Ribono Shalom. He said to Hashem, Lo Kel Chofetz Resha Otto. You don't desire bad. Yeah. Lo Yigulcha Ra. You shouldn't be dwelling with you bad things. So, right, Sadik Atar Hashem, you're righteous. Lo Yigurcha B'Mucharo. It's not good neighbors. You should move. Oh, they should move because you can't. Okay, well, because you don't want to. Menala and the Ikri Shemaim. But how do we know this Mochon is called Shemaim? Tichziv Atar Tishma Shemaim Mechoin Shivtecha. Because it says over there, you see Shemaim and Mochon are synonymous. Now up to the seventh heaven, a Ravois. Shabbat Tzedek and Mishpat and Tzedaka. So there's a whole list of things just in Avaros and in the top heaven. Tzedek and Mishpat and Tzedaka. That's right. Ginzei Chaim, the storehouse of life. Ginzei Shalom, also the storehouse of Shalom. But Ginzei Brach and blessing. V'nishmos and Shel Tzedikim. The neshamos of the Tzedikim. V'ruchos and neshamos, and also these spiritual aspects. Sha'asid lehibaros that are going to be created in the future. V'tal sha'asid and also the do that in the future. Hakadosh Baruch Hu la'achiyos bo meisim, that the Shem is going to bring back the meisim back. Right, now we're going to prove them. Tzedek and Mishpat, how do you know? Tzedek and Mishpat and Mechoin Kisecho. Tzedek and Mishpat are by your Kisei, which is with Hashem. Tzedaka, Tzedek, Vilbash Tzedaka, Kishir Yon. Hashem don wear Tzedaka like armor, so it's by Hashem. Ginzei Chaim, Tzedek, Ki Imcha, it's with you, Makor Chaim, with Hashem, the Makor of Chaim. Ginzei Shalom, how do you know Ginzei Shalom? Because it says, Tzedek, V'yikra Lo, Hashem called to him, Hashem l'shalom, so it's by Hashem. Ginzei bracha, I don't know the brachas over there. Kedichsei yisa bracha me'eis Hashem. You're taking bracha from Hashem, with Hashem. So the bracha's with Hashem. Nishmashon tzaddikim, how do you know that? Kedichsei v'hais the nefesh. I think it's Abigail speaking to David Melech, and it should be the nefesh of my Adonai, my master Tzura, which should be bound, but Tzura Chaim with a bound up with the life of Es Hashem, with Hashem Elokecha, your God. Okay, how do you know Ruchos and Neshamos? Sha'asid lehibarois, because it says, Ki Ruach milafonai, there's Ruach lefonai, Ya'atov will be enveloped. And Neshamos, and also the Neshamos, the Anayasisi that I made. Okay, how do you know the Tal, Sha'asid the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lachio is by Mesim? How do you know that's there? Dechsiv, Geshem, Nidvois. This is, Rashi points out, this is actually talking about when the Torah was given, this Kapitel Tehillim, and we know that they died at that time, and Hashem brought them back to life. So Geshem Nidvois, like a generous Geshem, Tonif Elukim, that Hashem like waved God right, comma, Nachal Asecha, Vanilla, you're basically your portion, your people, Nila is where, Vanilla is wary, Atukananta, basically you like supported them. Okay, see. So Shom, and also there we're adding onto the list now what's in our voice. Shom, there's also Ophonim, these kind of angels, Srofim, Vachaisa Kodesh, Malach Hasharis, and all these different kinds of angels. And also there's the Kisya Kavod of the Melech, Kel, Chai, Rom, Vinisar, Shurken, Aleyah, Hashem's throne over there. Okay, Bach takes the word Aravos. Shenema, we're going to prove that. It says Solu. Solu over here means exalt Lerochev, to the one who's like driving, riding, but Aravos through Aravos. Bekah Shemoy, that's Hashem, is his name. Okay, Minalan de Ikri Shemaim. How do we know they're called Shemaim? Back to how do we know Aravos is called Shemaim? Because it says Astia Ruchiva Ruchiva, we learn Xavier Shava Ruchiva Ruchiva. Because it says Ksiv Hachos Solu Ruchiva Aravos. So we see there's a Ruchiva over here in the Ravos. But Ksiv Hachos, it says over there, yeah, Ruchiva Shemaim. But Azrecha, it says Ruchiva in the Shemaim. So we know that Shem goes in the Shemaim. We know also he's Ruchiva in the Aravos. So we see that it's a. Okay, now also, the Choshech V'anon. There's darkness and clouds, Varafel and thicker clouds, Rekifin Oiso surrounding Hashem. Shnema Yoshech Choshech Sisro Sivoy. So I've read this before, that he placed Choshech Sis, and it's enclosing him and it's around him. So Sukoso, his cover, Choshchos Mayim, dark waters, Abishchochim, deep dark clouds, and I suppose that's with Hashem over there. But the Gemara says, what, there's darkness in front of him and it's like it's a cloudy day? But Chasiv, he says, who Goli Mikta? Hashem is he reveals the deep things and the star and also the hidden things. Yodai knows. What's in the darkness? And there's light is with him dwells. So that's the clarity, only clarity over there. So he said, Lokasha ha bavati gavoi. right, in the inner chambers, for sure that's clear, that's light, yeah? Harbour Voti Barai, but in the outer chambers, if you were to get in there, then it's dark. Okay.